And if you're going to put the washing outside to dry out, what do you carry it out in?
In what now?
What do you put the wet clothes in?
In a basket or a tub.
Okay. And what do nails usually come in?
Kegs.
And what's that thing that runs around a barrel to hold the woods together?
Hooks.
And what do you put in the top of a bottle?
A cork stopper.
And what do you drive nails with?
Hammer.
And if you have a wagon with two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece?
Tongue.
And what about if it's a buggy and there are two of them? You know, you have...
Shares.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is that steel outside part of a wheel called?
A rim.
And have you ever heard of that inside part that fits into the metal thing? Those little things that spin out like
that's
that?
That's what they call, I think, fellows. Spokes.
Okay, now what's that other word you use?
Fellows.
What
some
is
of
that?
Them call, that's what they name. Call them spokes, yeah.
Those spokes, some people call them fellows?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that an old word?
Yes, right.
I heard
them used around the blacksmith shop. Yeah.
Oh, around the blacksmith?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a blacksmith shop around here?
Not now, no, ma'am. The closest one would be at Lakeland.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Will they still shoe horses?
Yeah, I imagine there's shoe horses over there.
Well, are there that many? This land is so flat, I think most everybody just use a tractor.
Yeah, now, yes, ma'am. There used to be nothing but mules and horses. But
well, do you ever see a mule being plowed around here?
Ooh, plowed a mule around here.
Oh, I know you used to, but now.
No, ma'am. You hardly see a mule around here now.
Well, what do they do at the blacksmith shop anymore then?
Well, they fix trailers and horn and things like that, you know, and build trailers and big things like that, you know.
Really, I don't call it a blacksmith shop.
Yes,
it sounds like it ought to have something to do with horses, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you're the first person that's ever told me this something about this word fellow, whatever, and I've always I've had it down here and I've always wondered if anybody ever going to say it. But you think it's pretty much just the same thing as those spokes?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Some people...
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I'm glad to hear about that. What about that bar of wood that the chains from the horse were fastened back on to? You know,
That's a breast yoke, they call it. Breast yoke.
All right, well, does that go around his neck?
No, that goes on this big long thing. It's, you know, that tongue, we call it.
Yeah.
And then on each side, those we call they have something they call the breast chains on each end of it, hook like that, run the breast that chain through there, and then you hook it on one side of the hanes and on the other side of the hanes.
Okay. And those chains go back to the back, and what are they fastened on back there?
Single trees.
Okay, yes. And that's fastened to the plow.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're going to.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Yeah. But this breast chain now, see, it takes care of the
sideways,
dude. It takes care of the guiding of the wagon.
Oh, right.
You see.
The way you turn them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about if you have two mules and they both have their own single tree back there, and then there's a long one that's fastened. Those are fastened onto what?
Yes, ma'am. That's what they call the double tree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. All right. If a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he was taking it from one place to another, what would you say he was doing?
Transporting.
Okay. Or another way you might say that, Mr. So-and-so is out...
Hauling wood.
Okay. And if you had a straight razor, what would you use, a piece of leather that you'd use to sharpen?
Scalp.
Okay. And do you ever see them around now?
No, not
much. You just don't use straight razors anymore, do they? And what about if you had a revolver, what kind of ammunition would you have to put in it?
A revolver?
A little gun.
Have cartridge.
Okay.